So I've just wandered over from the Baltic stands to the neighbors on the Russian stand, where I have just been listening to a presentation by Valery Bachkov about his trilogy. And it turns out that Valery has a connection to Latvia as well.
Oh yeah, I was born there. Actually, I was born in Kruspils, and this place, I mean Latvia in general, is still in my heart, and a lot of works, a lot of my books and a lot of like plots and everything is about Latvia, actually. Yeah.
And it sounded intriguing, this trilogy. I wondered if you could just give us a little resume of what it is. I mean, it's something that was said in the discussion was that it was a Russian thriller, if you consider The Brothers Karamazov a thriller as well.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that it's very difficult to praise your own work, so that's why I can like quote somebody, like one of the major critics in Russia, Olga Bogoslavskaya. She called this book one of the most important books of the year. I'm talking about the book Coronation of the Beast. And in general, it's some sort of vision of the worst case scenario, if you want, something like this. And this book is the first book of trilogy.
Okay. And the trilogy is planned or is written?
Yeah, I mean, we have two books already published. It's Coronation of the Beast and Charon, Ferryman of Hell. And the third one, it's still in the process of to be published. It's called Cain, My Brother, or My Brother Cain. I mean, we're still working on this title.
And the themes that you were discussing as well, I mean, they seem very, very contemporary. It was about power, that, control.
That's the scariest part for me as a writer, that actually Coronation of the Beast was written a couple of years ago. And with some sort of really like fear and some sort of like helplessness, I discovered that actually our world is going in the direction I was kind of like not predicting, God forbid, but some sort envision, and that's why it's kind of like scary thing to me, you know. And it was written before Trump, it was written before Putin-Trump scandal, and I think the key part is that especially in Russia, people don't want to read this book, and they even like liberal people, because I mean they don't want to be bothered by all this like environment they're living, and actually they can sense that they're moving towards this disaster, but they don't want to talk about it. And only certain people, brave people, like for example my publisher, publishing house Exmo, I mean they decided just like to really publish it, but you can imagine, I mean, you know the climate in Russia, and you can imagine the consequences, but all these people, they took this risk.
And yet there is an audience there for it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the problem is that a lot of media, a lot of marketing people, they don't want to deal with these books in Russia. And unfortunately, we are still in process of finding some publisher in the West.
Okay, and is that why you're here at the London Book Fair?
Yes.
Or is it to connect with the sort of Russian community here?
I mean, in general, yes. I mean, I'm here to promote my books, and most of all Coronation of the Beast, because I can see that without my and my publisher's help, it's like won't fly, really.
Well, I hope we'll see you in Latvia soon as well.
I would love to go there. I love it.